The death of iconic author and Professor Emeritus Toni Morrison has affected a lot of people, especially Robin Boylorn, who's been deeply influenced by Morrison's work. In this segment of Kronk Culture, Robin honors Morrison and encourages us to take heed to her words, words that condemn white supremacy and hate in America. And as a note to our listeners, Dr. Boylorn addresses mass shootings in this piece, but it was recorded before the recent attack in Odessa, Texas.
The first time I encountered Toni Morrison, I was wrestling with the remnants of myself I found in the pages of The Bluest Eye. I didn't know if it was the language, which was so meticulously beautiful, or the familiarity of the characters, so real and resonant, that seduced me most. But I was lured in by her words, fascinated by her imagination, and captivated by her bravery. Her regality, audacity, and unapologetic blackness was aspirational. Her black girl woman stories gave me permission not only to later write my own, but to own my own. I was deeply saddened by her death, especially as I was reckoning with my own mortality after learning 31 people had been murdered in acts of domestic terrorism. On August 5th, the day of Miss Morrison's passing and the 217th day of the year, there had been 255 mass shootings in the United States. That means there had been more mass shootings than days in 2019. Domestic terrorism is at an all-time high, and white supremacism, fueled by hatred, entitlement, and anger, is being memorialized by manifestos and shared in secret Facebook groups. Claims of mental illness seek to distort the reality that racism and narcissism have always inspired an assumed ascension of whiteness at the detriment of everything else. It is disconcerting to think about the ways we have become so desensitized to death. Not of our heroes, like Toni Morrison, whose life left an indelible imprint on the world through her stories and cultural critiques, but of the everyday, vulnerable, ordinary folk she wrote about. Folk who, like the victims of mass shootings, are just going about their day, but then never make it home. The untenable truth is, the names of victims will never be more recognizable than the men who murdered them. And while these losses are unbearable, they are becoming almost normal. But there is nothing normal about dying from hate. Toni Morrison warned us about the violence and resilience of white supremacy. She urged us to call a thing, and to refuse to find comfort in ignorance or indifference. We have to resist the normalization of violence and mass murders as just the way things are now. We have to, as Morrison said, insist on being shocked and never become immune to the cruelty of racism. Morrison's words are witness and testimony. No one has ever been or will ever be better with words. And perhaps the best way of honoring her legacy is by heeding her words. I'm Robin Boylorn. Until next time, keep it crunk.
Tune in for our next commentary, Wednesday, September 18th. We'll be discussing reparations. I'm Brittany Young, producer and editor of Crunk Culture. Our logo was created by Kiara Wright, and our theme music is provided by Rocky.